This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 was found in at least two Colorado counties this week, Arapahoe and Boulder. The state's top epidemiologist, Rachel Herlihy, says there's still a lot of questions around the severity of Omicron and how it spreads, but the new variant doesn't change how you should protect yourself.
Getting tested, wearing a mask, certainly getting vaccinated, all of those things that we've been doing, physical distancing, washing your hands, all of those same strategies remain the same.
Herlihy says the state's response to the new variant will include testing international travelers and wastewater. The Aurora Firefighters Union has asked a judge to give them a seat at the table as the city begins to carry out reforms. CPR's Megan Verley has more.
Aurora recently entered into a consent decree with the state attorney general's office to address racist policing and bias by emergency medical providers. The Aurora Sentinel reports that the firefighters union was not included in negotiations over that agreement and wants to be part of any further talks. The union told the paper some changes, like to the powerful Civil Service Commission, could violate its collective bargaining agreement. City officials say they were in their rights to negotiate without the union, but will include it in the future. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
And some parade of light celebrations going on around the state today. There's holiday shows in Colorado Springs and Grand Junction. And in Denver, tonight's parade starts at 6 o'clock. And it should be good weather for a parade. Highs in the 60s again up and down the Front Range. This is CPR News.